Hello, this is episode one of the Anxious Actually podcast, and I am your host, Tia. Today, we'll be talking about the future. But first, I'm going to do a little introduction of myself. My name is Tia. I'm also known as Tioia TV on the internet. I'm a Twitch streamer, I'm a blogger, I'm a YouTuber, and I guess now I'm a podcaster. I guess I will introduce myself, tell you a little bit about me. I'm 24 years old. I live in Missouri. I was diagnosed with anxiety when I was 15 years old. And I was recently, I think, diagnosed with depression. If I wasn't diagnosed, I'm 90% sure I have it because anxiety and depression go hand in hand. So I'm going to explain a little bit what this podcast is going to be about. It's going to be a comedy podcast. It's going to be a serious podcast. It's going to be about mental health in general, depression, anxiety, other things. We're going to tackle every topic there is that you can relate to mental illness. And there's so many topics that I want to cover in this series. And my plan is to have episodes run typically about 20 minutes, 25 minutes for now, and we'll see how that goes. I will be taking in viewer or listener stories at the end. I will be taking in viewer stories, and you can send them into my email, anxiousactually@gmail.com. And I will read your stories or questions. You can totally be anonymous if you want to be. I will not reveal your identity if you don't want me to. But yeah, today's topic is about the future. Why are we afraid of the future? Why? Because recently I have been worrying about the future a lot. Like a lot. And it's starting to affect me to the point where I can't sleep at night. And it's all I'm thinking about is the stuff I need to do in the future. Like, just even small stuff. Vacuuming, cleaning the kitchen. I worry about the littlest things. But I also worry about the big things and the bigger picture. And I'm just worried. Worry. I mean, that's what anxiety really is. It's just worrying about the littlest things. It can be worrying about big things. It's just stress and irrational stress for the most part. So why are we afraid of the future? I think we're afraid of the future because it is unknown, and someone with anxiety hates the unknown. I hate the unknown. And that is why I am afraid of the future. We want to control our futures, but in the end, we can control part of it, but the future can also be unpredictable. It can be horrible. It can be great. It can be a lot of things, but we can't think about it too much because that's the future and we're not there yet. We're in the present, and I think that's something I struggle with, is living in the present. So, how do we live in the present? How do we try to not worry so much about the future? How? I don't know exactly how yet. But I'm figuring out how to live in the present one day at a time. Every day is different. Some days I worry a lot, and other days I don't care as much. But I will show you guys what things have helped me live more in the present and stop worrying so much about the future. Recently, I actually started meditating, which is different. I never really knew what meditation was. Like, to me, I imagined someone sitting there and your mind is completely empty, and I never thought I could get my mind to ever be completely empty. And then I started meditating, and it's not really about clearing your mind completely. You will still have thoughts while you meditate, but you look at them in a different light and you start to relax. And I'm really enjoying meditation. It is helping me sleep better at night, fall asleep faster, and it's helping me put things in perspective and get my anxiety down a little bit. I mean, I will still be worrying and still anxious, but the meditation helps. It does take the edge off. And of course, I've only been doing it like 5 times and I've been slacking recently. I really need to get back into meditation. But yeah, I enjoy meditation so far. I was using an app on my phone called Headspace. This is not a sponsorship. It is just an app I found. They have a couple free meditations on there for you to try. I haven't paid for the premium service because I don't really have the money to, but maybe one day I will. But I enjoy Headspace and it has really opened my eyes to meditation. I use the male voice and it's great. It's like this British man who like kind of slightly whispers to you about, and he's so positive and he's so motivating. I don't know who it is, but he has a great voice, and of course they chose him for the meditation. He has a very soothing voice, and I love me a Brit. I love me a British man. Not a British man, but a British, you know what, just cut this out. I love me a British accent. They can be soothing sometimes. Sometimes. So, how do we focus on the now? Well, meditation is one of them. Another thing is nature. I think it is hard to focus on the now if we are not in nature more often. If you are staring at a screen all the time, you might start to wander off in your thoughts and start worrying a lot. And I think we need to just go outside. Leave our phone at home or turn it off and bring it with you because nature can really help you live in the now. Just like take it all in, look around, look at the trees, look at the grass, look at the animals. I think it really does help. And yeah, I've been slacking. Going outside is horrifying for someone with social anxiety because there's people walking around and ugh, people. Oh, people. They're terrifying. Okay, so nature. Of course, nature helps. I would encourage you to at least go out in nature at least a couple times a week, if not every day. But you gotta start somewhere. And it can just be a 10-minute walk around your neighborhood. You could go on a hike, whatever you're comfortable with, even just going out in your backyard and sitting in a chair. And sitting there with your eyes closed and just enjoy the breeze, enjoy the weather. It is summer now, so it's not going to be frigid outside unless you're living in like Australia. In case, sorry guys, it's winter there. Still, go outside, get a coat on, no matter what the weather is. Nature's beautiful no matter what the weather is like, to me, anyways. Even rain's pretty. Okay, so how else do you plan? Well, not plan. How else do you not worry about the future? I write down to-do lists. It is very useful. If you are worrying a lot about the future, even if it's just tomorrow or in a week and you're worried about it, write it down. Write down why you're worried. Put it on your to-do list and then try to forget about it because it's going to be on a list that maybe you put it on your phone. The list will remind you of that when the time comes. Do not worry about something as simple as going to the grocery store. This is me. I worry about going to the grocery store 3 days before it happens. Maybe it's my social anxiety. I don't know what it is. But I feel overwhelmed sometimes, and just writing out down what to do, when to do it, really helps my worries just go away. Another way to try to stop that anxiety from creeping up on you and making you start freaking out about the future is exercise. You need to get that energy out of you. So, yes, you could walk, but I recommend maybe riding your bike. Going swimming, doing some indoor exercises. There are plenty of workouts you can do without any equipment indoors, away from people, and that's a form of exercise too. Run around with your dog, play with your cat, do something active. It will distract you and get that energy out of you if you are so anxious that you can't stop thinking about it. Just be active. Force yourself to get up and at least do something. Do some jumping jacks. I swear to God, you better do something. Just get up. I know it's hard. And the last thing I have here to what helps with anxiety? Well, rest. What helps with worry? Rest. So this kind of ties in with the meditation. You need to relax, dude. Just relax. And there's a lot of ways you can do that at night. I've taken CBD to sleep. I've taken non-habit sleeping pills. But if you don't want to take any medication, I really recommend meditation. Meditation can really help you relax and sleep at night. And it will help you put your worries in perspective. And maybe you're still thinking about those worries, but maybe you're a little less anxious about them. You have a plan. You wrote down what you need to do. And all you need to focus on is sleeping. If you cannot sleep at night because you're worrying, stop worrying about the future and just think about how you need to sleep right now and relax. Everything's going to be okay. Just sleep. If it's time to go to sleep, you need to sleep. And I know it's hard, but we can do it. Just sleep your fucking ass off. Okay. Well, I guess that concludes today's episode. It was not that long. Apparently, it is very hard to talk to yourself for a long period of time. This first episode, of course, is going to be shorter than the rest. That was just a little intro. If you want to send in your questions or stories, then send them on over to anxiousactually@gmail.com. I enjoy to hear your stories. You can remain anonymous, and I will share them on the next podcast. Thank you guys so much. Again, I am Tia or Tioia TV, and I will see you in a couple days. Bye.